Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. 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 If I can't say nothing else, I say praise the Lord. Glory to God. Give him his honor. Give him his due. Amen. Because God is worthy. He alone is worthy. One more time. One more time. Just one more time. Amen. To call upon the name of the Lord. We thank God for his goodness. We thank him for his mercy. Good morning to our radio listening audience out there. God bless you. Amen. God bless you in a mighty way. Persevere. Amen. Press your way on, my friend, my beloved. No matter what it looked like, continue to go therein and walk a worthy of the vocation of the Lord. Jesus have already paved the way. Amen. He already have made the sacrificial sacrifice. Amen. Now walk in your divine destiny in the name of the Lord. You are now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. We thank God, amen, for his exhortation. We thank him, amen, for his sovereignty. We thank God, amen, for his grace and his mercy. We call upon him. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, whereby you must be saved. Daughter, call upon the name, amen, of the Lord. And when you begin to call upon Jesus, things begin to happen in your life. And there's an activity in your life. Glory to God. God would turn your frown, amen, into joy. Glory to God that you will put on the robe of righteousness. You don't have to be in despair. You don't have to be distressed. You don't have to be in a place of dissolution. Amen. You can walk, amen, in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. You can walk in his anointing. You can walk in the spirit of the God of God that have renewed your mind. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for being here. Amen. In the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida, right here. Amen. 2960 South. Amen. West Mount Road, right here, right here, right here. Amen. Now on this date, amen, November the 8th, 2025. It's always a delight and a pleasure, amen, to be able to come live in the studio, amen, to be able to, amen, share a word with God's people. Glory to God. We do thank God, amen, for Sister Karen here, the voice of Hidden Places, amen, the woman of God that being here, amen, amen, attentively, amen. Glory to God. We all have a ministry. We all have a work to do, amen, in the Lord. And the Bible souls declare we must do, amen, the work that God has given us, amen. We must do it diligently. Glory to God. We must, amen, continue, amen, despite thereof. Amen. Sometimes you get a little tired in your body, physical. Glory to God. But it's something about, amen, uplifting the name of the Lord. It's just something about it. How many know? How many can touch and agree, amen, with me this morning? If you are a believer this morning, glory to God. And the anointing of God that arises up in you, glory to God. You got to feel the anointing. I mean, once you feel the anointing, glory to God, you're not your own anymore. Glory to God. You are in the spiritual realm. You are in the heavenly realm. Glory to God. Your mind has been transformed. Your mind has been renewed. Glory glory to God. And God is dealing with you, glory to God. And change is beginning to be broken. People is beginning to be set free. And there's a deliverance, amen, of a confirmation and an affirmation, amen, that has taken place in your life right then at that very moment. I come by the radio station to tell somebody this morning, amen, that God can do more for you in one moment, in one moment, in one moment. God can change your whole lifestyle. Why? Because he is the God Almighty. Glory to God. God don't change like folk change. See, folks change on you. You know what I mean? They somebody one day, and then the next day they somebody else. Glory to God. Amen. But God favor endureth unto all generations, until everlasting. He's the eternal, amen, God. And then for this cause, this is why we call upon such a name. Glory to God. Let us go into a word of prayer. We thank you this morning, God, for being here one more time. Lord, we thank you for having a voice, oh God, to be able to proclaim the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, just thank you, oh God, for being on this side of heaven, on this side of eternal life. Everlasting and oh gracious Father, the Lord who is full of compassion and slow to anger and of great mercy. Oh God, we call upon you now, God. We ask, oh Lord, that your word that you said, oh God, that sent down from heaven, oh Lord, that the word of God would dwell richly in our hearts, that we may be rooted and grounded in love, oh God, because we love you this morning, God, because you first loved us. And what manner and greater love that a man would lay down his life for his friend. And nobody would lay down their life for us as Jesus had laid down his life. Amen. For the brethren, being the firstborn, amen, of the brethren. Amen. That we may come into full capacity and knowing who God is in our life. Lord, we thank you for that one that's listening out there this morning. Oh, Lord, they listen on everyday basis, oh, God, and they listen on Saturday morning through the ministry, oh, Lord, that comes upon the airways. And we thank you, oh, Lord, for them. Oh, God, we ask you right now to touch and agree right now, oh, God, that they'll never be the same. Oh, Lord, that they will apply your word, your living word. Amen. God, I come to tell you this morning, friend, God is not dead. Amen. He's the true and living God, and he's moving right now, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith God. He said that he is your God, and he said, I'll be your God, and you will be my people. I am God, and besides me, come on here, there's no savior. There's no savior. Nobody can do you like the Lord. You can go to and fro, glory to God, in this universe. Nobody can make you feel the way the Lord make you feel, God. Oh, Lord, you grant us these, oh, God. We'll be careful to give you the praises in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I say praise the Lord, everybody. And everybody need to praise the Lord. Amen. The ministry where everybody is somebody and somebody is everybody. See, we are all of one body. Amen. We all came into one place. Amen. And then we know each other. Glory to God. I know you, friend. Amen. Because you a friend of Jesus. Amen. I'm a friend of Jesus. Amen. And what a wonderful place it would be if we just continue to pick up our cross and follow the Lord. Amen. Daily. He said that no man can come unto me unless the Father draws you. So therefore, if he's been drawn you, glory to God, and he drawn you, amen. As Jeremiah said in 31:3, he drawn you with an everlasting love. heard the voice of Jeremiah begin to say, amen, that God have spoke to me, amen, of old, glory to God. And love and kindness have I drawn thee, glory to God. The prophet, amen, that said that I'm just a child, Lord. I don't know how to speak, oh God. But God told him to say, before, amen, you, I knew you when you was in the womb. Before you was in much form, I knew you. And I have ordained you to be a prophet unto the nation, amen, to go and speak a word, amen, to my people, that my people would turn from their wicked ways, turn from the way that they're doing things, because it's not working. But we need to turn, amen, unto the Lord. We need to realize God is our present help in the time of trouble, whatever we're going through. The Bible so declare in Hebrews, that 4th chapter, verse 12, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, in the time that we're going through, amen, in the time that when we don't know which way or direction that we shall go, amen. We are lost, like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way, glory to God, amen. But we have been redeemed, amen, by the blood of the Lamb. If you're a child of God, you have been redeemed. God is working it out for your own good, amen. You going through something now in your life out there this morning, my fellow sister and brother, and you're going through something, amen, but you have failed to relinquish it, amen, wholeheartedly unto the Lord. Glory to God. Where's the Lord? Where's the Lord? Where's the Lord? This is what you're saying in your mind. Where's God, amen, in my life? Where's God in my life? When God gonna show up, amen? And I hear the preacher talking. I hear my mother, amen, praying, and I hear my father praying, and I know they saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, but where's the Lord in my life, amen? I'm going through something in my life, amen. I can't financially, amen, find my way. I can't find my way, amen. My feet continue to keep sliding, amen. Glory to God. But the Bible souls declare, can I tell you what the Bible souls declare, amen? He said, you will find me, amen, when you search for me, amen, with your whole heart. See, God don't just want half of your heart. See, you'll find him, amen. In Jeremiah 29, amen, that 13th verse, glory to God. You'll find me when you search for me with your whole heart. See, then you'll find me, you see. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so if a man thinketh, so is he. So if I continue to grasp the word of God, and I begin to continue to meditate on the word of God, it will make my way prosperous, and I will have good success, saith God. And if I have that good success, saith God, and I'm doing the things, amen, that is pleasing to the eyes of the Lord, amen, no good thing. No good thing, no good thing, no good thing. Somebody say, no good thing will he withhold from me. It's mine. Amen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if I speak to my situation got to change. If, come on here, if I'm a believer, if I continue to read the word of the Lord, amen, if I continue to be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, amen, and let my request be known unto God, and I can speak to my situation, because why? Because the Bible told me so, glory to God. The Bible so declares, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures, amen, is inspired by God as an inspiration, glory to God, for profitable, for doctrine, for reproof, for instructions, that the man of God, the child of God, may be perfectly furnished and equipped in every good work. And if I had a word or a message for you this morning, amen, for my purpose, for what I'm is on this earth, or my struggles that I was going through happened to be my calling, and God have called me out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. And when he called me, he had, amen, great expectations for me when he called me. He expected me, amen, to do what is necessary. It behooved me, amen, to get in a place or a position and to take the blinders off of my eyes and to reveal, amen, the heart. To open up my heart that I can be able to receive what God has for me, because I'm going into another level. I'm going into another stage. And I need to be very attentive when I'm going into this stage, because God is finna begin to do, amen, a great thing in my life. And I cannot have no distractions. It can't be no distractions. I really need to focus in now. I really need to tune in now. And not as far as I'm tuning anybody else out, but I need to hear amen from God, because I'm going into another phase. I'm going into another dilemma in my life. Amen. Because I need to be ready. Amen. I need to get my house in order now. Amen. I need to work and do the work, amen, of the Lord now. I need to, amen, a fresher anointing. Amen. My oil is there. Amen. But I needed to be all lubed and greased up. I needed to work on all cylinders. Come on here. Amen. As you see a car, amen, an 8-cylinder car. Amen. It's 8 cylinders with spark plugs. Amen. Glory to God. If one of them cylinders is not working, amen, this car is not functioning properly. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen. So if you got all of them working and everything is functioning, amen, on a level, amen, you are fine-tuned, glory to God. It's the same thing with the child of God, amen, to read the scriptures of the Lord, amen. The Bible so declares, amen, that it is written, amen, whosoever believeth on him, amen, shall not be ashamed. To not be ashamed, for it is the power of God unto salvation as to many that believe. And we want to talk a bit about today when Genesis in that third chapter. And let's pick it up at the 9th verse. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? See, in the first place, God already know where everything at. The Bible said that he know the stars by name. He created the whole universe. So if he know the stars by name, you know how many stars there is? Look up in the sky. Amen. The celestial, the moons and the stars and the galaxies. Amen. This is in the heavenly realm. Amen. Well beyond your capacity and your imagination. Glory to God. Who have known the mind of God? The Bible says that great is the Lord. Psalms 145 and 3. And greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. God is outside of time. Is infinite. Amen. With God. Eternal glory. Come on here. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years. One day, imagine that. One day with the Lord, 1,000 years. Glory to God. So God don't worry about time. Amen. That's why he give us time to work out our own salvation. Mm-hmm. With meekness, glory to God, and trembling and with fear. Glory to God. So we pick it up here in the text as Adam and Eve, amen, have already done the damage, have already occurred. And the Lord is finna get down to the bottom of it. He already know what done happened already. So he just asked the question, if you would. See, a lot of times God will ask us something already because he already know your heart. But God want to forgive you of that thing that you that he will forgive you of that because he say he'll throw your sins from forth the east and the west. He forgave you of that thing. But he want to know if he can trust you furthermore. Can I go further with you? Let me know now because this is the anointing. You going to another level. Touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. See, he want to exalt you and exhort you. Amen. In due season. You may be going through something right now. Amen. But keep on looking towards the mark. Keep on pressing your way on right now. And a lot of times, folk losing companions are losing, amen, associates on the way as they continue to sojourn. Amen. Sojourn is a temporarily a place that you're being coming through. This is just temporary. This is not permanent. We need to put our minds on things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are internal. But not seen are eternal. But the things which are seen are temporal. Glory to God. But as we see in the text, God already knew where Adam was. And Adam began to tell the Lord. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. You know, in this book, in this text, in Genesis, comes from the Greek word genesis, meaning origin, source, generation, or beginning. Is the beginning, amen, of God creation, amen, where God began to, amen, form the firmament, and he divided the firmament, amen, from the earth, amen, and water was in between the both of them. Glory to God. And God called the light day and the darkness, amen, that he called night. Amen. So he created, amen, the world. He created this earth, and God created the earth in 6 days. And the Bible souls declare that he rested on the seventh day, amen, from all his work. And the Bible says that it was good. Amen. I believe I wasn't there. Amen. But I believe the Lord crossed his hand and just gave it a nod and said, it is good. He crossed his arm. It is good. Glory to God. But, amen, it needed a man. Amen. Now, and in Garden and Adam, amen, God had gave Adam dominion. Amen. Over everything, over the cattle, the fish in the seas, over everything. Amen. Every creeping thing upon the earth. Amen. It pleased God, amen, to create man. Amen. And make man dominion over each and everything of the earth. Amen. That man had authority. Amen. 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 Before he sinned. And then when sin came forth, man was under authority. There's a contrast difference, meaning that before sin, man had authority. Man was, amen, doing the things that God would want him to do. Amen. That God was pleased and well-pleasing. Amen. But when sin was uncovered, amen, it began to, amen, to wreck, amen, the fellowship between God and man, between his covenant. And when you look at this text in Genesis 3 and 10, this is the first time that fear was literally mentioned in the Bible. The word fear. Adam was afraid at this time. He was afraid, amen, of the disappointment. He was afraid of shame. He was afraid, amen, of guilty. He was guilty. He was guilty. He was revindicated. Amen. He knew, amen, now him and his wife was naked in the garden, and they was ashamed. Glory to God. And this is a lot of times how the enemy come into our life, and He makes us to look at ourselves at times, and he makes us ponder and wonder, and he tries to play a part in our daily lives by reminding us of the guilt, of the shame, of the things that we have done in our past. You know, but we have to be able to cast, amen, the enemy out. Amen. We got to know and understand that God have already reconciled us to, amen, his son. And therefore, the Bible souls declare, amen, in that Romans, that fifth chapter, I believe it's the 10th verse, he said that therefore being reconciled, amen, unto God, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen. Because we was enemies at one time with God. Hey, see, Adam became God enemy because of sin was discovered. Amen. And we can't do nothing, amen, with sin in our life. God don't honor that. Amen. You have to be in a place of purification. And once you get into a place of purification, amen, God will exhort you. Amen. God love his people. God love it. It hath pleased the Lord to call you his people. The Bible so declare that he would beautify the meek. Amen. With salvation. And if he beautified the meek with salvation, that's you, my friend. Amen. You 70 years old, but you look like you're about 55. Amen. Because God have beautified you. Glory to God. God have restored you. Glory to God. God have satisfied your mouth with good things. And God have renewed your, amen, your youth like an eagle. Come on here. Amen. And he is still working it out for you. Amen. Even unto this day. Amen. I know it get a little rough at times down here on the low plains. Amen. But if we continue to look to God, amen, for each and everything, God will work it out, I tell you. Amen. He is a faithful God. Amen. No temptation hath taken you such as is coming to man. For God is faithful, glory to God, will not have you to be tempted above that you are not able to bear. All God already know, amen, what you can go through. Amen. He already know. And he already done paved the way. Glory to God. But sin entered the camp. And when sin entered the camp, amen, God can't move like that. Glory to God. When God see that you're faithful, when God see that you're full of joy, when God see that your mind is made up, amen. God see that you're wholeheartedly, amen. And you taken, amen. You have not, amen, taken down, and you're standing fast, amen, in the liberty, amen, what with Christ have made you free. I'm reminded, amen, what Moses said. I read this, suffer, amen, with the afflictions of the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You know what that mean? I'd rather just be content with what I got right now. Amen. I may not have a whole bunch of things in my life right now. Amen. But one thing I do have. Amen. This joy that I have deep down in me. Amen. The world didn't get that to me. Amen. And I heard somebody say, amen, the world can't take it away. Amen. So the joy I got deep down inside, amen, this joy bring me strength. Amen. When I'm going through, amen, the reason, amen, of the regulating, amen, of that, amen, there's folks have riches and fame, amen, but something they don't have Jesus deep down inside of them. Amen. Some point of some people, amen, are complaining, amen, suicide, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because they don't have no peace within. Amen. The peace that only Jesus can give. See, I ain't not talking about just worldly peace. I ain't talking about when you talk to somebody, amen, and you going through something, or you might go see a psychiatrist or a counselor or something like that. Amen. I'm not talking about that, glory to God, because that problem, amen, gonna still be there. Amen. The Bible so declare there's no consolation, amen, for them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because I got Jesus
on my side. He's living on the inside, amen, of me, glory to God. So when I'm going through trials and tribulations, amen, when I can glory in trials and tribulations, amen, I'm reminded what Paul said, amen, that I glory in my tribulations, amen, knowing that tribulation worketh experience. And then the experience that I have in the Lord already, amen, I see how God working it out in my family. I see how God working it out in the church. I see how God working it out on the job. Amen. Experience brings hope. Amen. And then the hope, amen, that every man and woman shall have. Amen. The hope of the eternal glory. Amen. To continue to look unto the hills. Amen. Oh, Lord. Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on